Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. I want to thank everyone for coming. I'm going to call this meeting of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to order. And the first item on the agenda is comments from the chair. So I guess that's me. So I have a couple of things to report. As commissioners know, I run a nonprofit that trains people how to run for local nonpartisan office and then how to serve. And we just had the May 21st elections, and myself and volunteer trainers were able to train 160 candidates around the state, and 134 of them won the races that they entered. And so the connection with this body is that there are new people to train. So I'll provide a list of those people, or I guess you probably have it already, but when we organize into people that want to be trained on how to serve in local office, I'll be in touch with Tammy and try and see if we can get them to have some training. Other than that, we have a pretty thick agenda, so after the consent agenda, we're going to go to executive session so we can save the time of the fine people who took the trouble to join us at this meeting today. And because it is such a long agenda, and we've got a pretty meaty executive session as well, I'll ask everyone to be as concise as possible today without short-shifting the people's business. And so with that, we'll go with approval of minutes of the April 19th, 2019 commission meeting. Okay, Commissioner Keene moves approval. It doesn't require a second. I don't think we need to vote on it, so unless there's objection, the minutes are approved. Now we're on to consent calendar, and I understand that there might be some conflicts to declare.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if I might, I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest with respect to items 30, 31, 32, 33, 39, 40, 44, 50, 55.
Hold on, can you slow down? I lost you after 39.
Sure. After 39, it would be 40, 44, 50, 55, 61, 62, and 70. All these individuals are either elected or appointed officials of a local government that is a member of my organization. Mm-hmm. As such, they either recommend or vote on a budget that includes membership fees that help fund my operations and part of my salary. The connection there is tenuous enough that today's vote, you know, isn't necessarily a direct conflict of interest. It doesn't actually result in a pecuniary benefit or detriment to me, but because of the potential, I wanted to get it out on the record and disclose that today.
Okay, very well. I'm going to run this past you again to make sure I didn't miss any. Items 31, 32, 33, 39, 40, 44, 50, 55, 61, 62.
70 and 30 as well.
70 and 30 as well. Okay, thank you. I missed those two. 73 as well. So what I'm going to do
is a potential.
So what I'm going to do is with, yes, Commissioner Keene.
I have one as well.
Yes.
Not 20, but one. Item number 58 is a elected official at Metro, a former client of mine. I do not have as Commissioner O'Day just said in his case, I do not have an actual potential conflict of interest because of no pecuniary relationship, but I just wanted to note that is a former client. I do not feel like I am barred from voting.
Okay, very well. Then, unless there's objection, what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide the question on the executive session into two votes. The first vote will be all of the items except those outlined by Commissioner O'Day, and then the second vote will be the remaining items on the consent agenda. So without objection, I'll divide the question accordingly. And so the first of these will be to vote on the consent agenda apart from items 30, 31, 32, 33, 39, 40, 44, 50, 55, 61, 62, and 70.
Move approval of consent calendar excluding those items listed.
Okay.
I just got a question, Chair.
Yes.
Did you also want to take Commissioner Keane, 58.
As I understood it, Commissioner Keane said that she would not be precluded from voting on it. So if, okay, so I guess we're okay.
To be clear, I don't think Commissioner O'Day also is precluded from voting on these.
Right, because it's a potential, I think I...
You could vote on them, yes.
Right, he could, but he doesn't want to, so we're not going to...
Okay.
We're not going to try to force him to today. So, very well. Commissioner Sosa has a motion on the floor to adopt the consent agenda, sans the items that I have listed. I'm trying to remember, does this require a second?
Nope,
does not.
Nothing.
Okay. I guess this requires a roll call vote?
Yes.
Nope, okay. I'm sorry, it's... I preside over a couple of different organizations and the rules are all different, so it's tough to keep them straight. So all those in favor of adopting the consent agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. Okay, the consent agenda, less the items listed by Commissioner O'Day, is adopted. So now we'll go to the second part of the consent agenda, and that is items 30, 31, 32, 33, 39, 40, 44, 50, 55, 61, 62, and 70.
Move approval of those items.
Commissioner Sosa moves approval of those items on the consent agenda. All those in favor, understanding that Commissioner O'Day will not be voting on these, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Okay, the consent agenda is approved. So we will jump into executive session. There is a recital I need to read. I think it's right here. Before we go to executive, this is to consider preliminary.